And it is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and my friend, longtime friend, and star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Hey, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. Okay, so we're you and I were talking before during the news break, kind of coming out of boat show season, but we're still not in full summer season here. Are we in sheephead season pretty strong right now?
Yeah. We are in sheephead season right now, and I can tell you this, it's been a heck of a season. Man, it's just been one of those banner years for them. That thing's been really good, as you know, for a number of years, but I think this year is probably going to go down as one of the bumper crop years for that. Those things are just like everywhere from up in the bay on the structure out to the near shore Gulf, in the near shore Gulf of America. So any of that structure out there is holding them right now. And again, the numbers and the size have just been off the chart. You know, I talked to somebody the other day you and I are both the kind that go like, when you talk to somebody about where did you catch them, we want to know generally. I don't need GPS right. coordinates. And he said, I just went to the first rig I could find without a lot of people on it. So that'll tell you that they're pretty widespread. If you could just go pick out a rig that you got that you didn't need a parking pass for, and you still go catch a bunch of them. They're crustacean feeders. If you've never done it before, you're going to need to probably have some kind of crustacean in the form of a shrimp, which is the best. But fiddler crabs, people really like fiddler crabs. That kind of thing. When I say shrimp too, I'm talking about live or fresh dead. The frozen stuff just doesn't work. You may catch a couple on it, but it's going to get outperformed dramatically by something fresh or live. So you're going to want to if you're going to go to the time and trouble of doing this kind of fishing, you're going to want to spend some time getting the right kind of bait. And that's the kind of bait you want to get. And then the guys that are real good at it, and if the weather allows you to, and you can get close enough to, say, a gas rig or some pilings or something, if you can take a shovel or a hoe or something, and just it's chumming, basically, but you're just scraping off the barnacles, and it just really excites the fish, and they just go nuts. That's what they're feeding on, those barnacles. So you get them excited like that, and you get a lot of competition among the school of sheeps that are around those things. And once you get them fired off, it's pretty much Katie bar the door, man. You're starting to catch them pretty dadgum fast.
Okay, but setting up on them, so you can come up and let's say you're lucky enough to be able to scrape it and start a little bit of a frenzy there or not. The old days were, just a Carolina rig, but, what about slip corks? Like, how do you set for sheephead?
I like to slip cork fish for them, Sean, because you can be fishing the structure I was talking about. You know, the structure in the bay is going to be 10 to 15 feet deep. The stuff out there in the near shore stuff is going to be 20, 22, 25 feet deep, depending on where you're at. And by taking that slip cork rig, you don't have to put the boat right up against the structure. You can just let the bait drift to the structure and basically drag that shrimp or whatever you're using for bait right next to it. But the slip cork also allows you to adjust your depth. And those things are, unlike trout, we're usually fishing in the lower third of the column. Those sheephead can be anywhere from the surface down to the bottom. And just by adjusting your depth, you can keep that bait right where they want to be. And the good thing about it, too, I usually will run three different depths and have them dramatically different. So if I'm on a 25-foot rig or a 30-foot rig, I'm going to have something at like 20 feet, somebody at 15 feet, and somebody at 10 feet, And it's surprisingly, they all start catching fish when you're on them. So I guess the key there is just make sure you're adjusting your depths, as you're getting close to those. And again, you can bang those corks up against those rigs. It's not going to hurt anything. I don't like doing that with my boat. So, I'd rather do it. Yes. I'd rather do it with a $2 cork than I had a $60,000 or $70,000 boat. So that's the way I like to fish for them.
Yeah, let's get the chip in the balsa wood of the float, not in the fiberglass of the boat.
They make those corks every day, and they're a lot cheaper than those big skeeters. I can tell you that.
Hallelujah. Talk about getting on that big skeeter. Somebody wants to get a trip booked with you. How do they do that?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website, and it's got our contact information. You can fill out an emailable form or just call us on the phone. This Kim has been steady. Let's just say the operators are standing by. Let me put it that way.
So, yeah, well, don't sleep on this, y'all. Over the years of watching this, if you want to get a trip booked this spring or early summer, Bobby, they got to do something now.
No, yeah, if you're wanting to do something, especially when we get into that magic May period, and if the weather stays like it's going, like when we're getting these 80-degree days, we're going to have a magic April period for trout. So, yeah, if you're planning on it, now would be a real good time to at least come and explore some dates with us and let us get you booked.
Good stuff, Bobby. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company.